PSG released interim results today, its first after unbundling from Capitec and only retaining close to a 3% interest for liquidity purposes. While this has affected the value of the PSG underlying portfolio, the investment holding company is placing its confidence in Curro, having upped its stake in the private schooling company to 60%. PSG Consult, however, was the star performer over the period, and company CEO Pit Mouton joins us now with his take on the performance and what it means for the group's growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Pit, for joining us this evening. Before we get into your performance, which I've roughly outlined at the top, we had President Cyril Ramaphosa lay out his latest plan today as far as getting this economy going and growing again. Everyone was waiting to see how much confidence he would instill with this plan laid out. Are you buying into it? How have you digested it? Has it won any backing from your side? Because in your statement today, you say it's difficult to assert the real state of the economy, how weak it truly it is, and how resilient the country is to bounce back.
Hi, good evening, Alicia. To be fair, I've been quite busy with results today, so I haven't had time to unpack the discussion that the president had. The little bit I could pick up with, which it centers around government trying to push the economy forward. And I've got a firm belief that the better way to go about it is to support the private sector because they're the cornerstone of creating real additional net value for the country. I mean, I think that's where the lack of confidence comes from. If it's a trillion rand infrastructure program driven by government, is it going to be rife with corruption, etc.? But I haven't had time to unpack it. I've been on calls mostly with investors and the media.
Got you, Pitt. So I won't put you on the spot, but where a dividend has been declared on confidence then that your investees will recover as conditions improve, is that more a testimony to the robustness and the resilience of those operations and what they've managed to build internally?
So as a whole, I mean, we're very proud of the management teams that we have. I think they performed admirably in very trying conditions. I think you highlighted that Consult had a fantastic set of results. I think if you look at the financial sector as a whole, they're just about the only company that came out with positive growth on their earnings and their dividend. So that's just testament to the model that they've followed. And Curro obviously was significantly affected with the 2-3 months that the schools were closed, and we were able to provide a full online platform, but we had quite a big loss of learners in the preschool division because it's more difficult to explain to the parents what service you are providing them. But The rights issue puts them on track. Schools appear to be open fully at the moment, and COVID seems to be under control. So hopefully next year is going to be a very good year for them.
So those pertaining to the assets, that currently sit within your stable, Pit, moving forward, as you look to pursue value creation initiatives in the long term, where are you seeing some opportunity right now? And how rife are those, especially in early stage investment in growth sectors right now?
So we have our own companies that we've invested in that are still in the early phase. So we're not necessarily going to look to add something new to the portfolio. There's a lot of growth, a lot of work to deliver the growth in the smaller companies within our portfolio. We've got good management teams and they've all got good plans. So we're looking towards the future. Hopefully we can build some interesting businesses that can contribute positively to the economy as a whole and create jobs.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Pit. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, PSG Group CEO Pit Mouton.